me get to know ya. Hey, na, 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 delve into emotion, leave us in this moment. Yeah. Hello, welcome to Let Your License Podcast, and today we got David Grant in our Getting to Know You section. Hello, David. Welcome to the Literary License Podcast.
Hello, then. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Oh, David will be joining us for our Kings of Horror, and he might be sliding over every once in a while to other episodes, like Two for One, the 80s, when we cover the best of the 80s, or maybe, who knows, you might even slip into a Bewitched or Dark Shadows episode. You can never tell what happens to our co-hosts here at the Literary License Podcast.
Sounds good.
Before we get to know you, we'll ask David a series of questions. And our first question is, who are you and what do you do for a living or on your spare time?
Okay, well, I'm a builder, and but I'm also a musician. And I've been working with my friend Craig. We have he set up a site for me called Acid Monk, which has been great, you know, and I've done some podcasting with Greek Geeks Assemble. But yeah, that's basically where I am at the moment, and just enjoying my sort of later years.
Well, in this podcast, we do have some youngins. I think Craig's one of our youngins, and Jesse's one of our youngins. But
absolutely,
yeah, we're here to sit there and disrupt them and corrupt them as much as possible.
Yes, show them the way, you know.
Now, a lot of our co-hosts and stuff like this have, like, social media websites. Is there anywhere that you would like our followers to be able to follow you?
Well, I've got the Acid Monk one, you know. That's where I'm playing some my own songs. Like, that's the only one, really, like, you know. Yeah.
Okay. What we'll do is, in our newsletter, if you join up to www.llpodcast.com, we'll put those links in there, and that goes out monthly, the newsletter, and you'll be able to follow David.
Oh, and sorry, an Instagram, of course. Yeah. I guess something my sister.
Instagram. I think I use my Instagram for the podcast. So it's just podcast pictures. So, yeah. So, but, you know, but what is your favorite genre? Now, we cover a lot of genres here at the Literary License Podcast. What's your favorite genre of film?
Ooh, well, I'm a big science fiction fan. I like horror. Anything a little bit, you know, off the wall, quite unusual, like, you know. I mean, I must admit, the Marvel stuff's been amazing. I sat with Craig and watched some all the four Avengers ones, you know, and just blew me away, you know. I mean, I know it's a lot of CGI, but there's a real heart in their movies, you know, and that's nice because I've always been a big Marvel fan anyway, like, you know, since reading the comics when I was a kid, like, you know. But I think sci-fi is probably the tops, you know. Yeah. And horror next. Horror and sci-fi linked.
Sometimes they even cross genres as well. So
yeah, true. Look at the Alien series, you know.
Precisely, or Predator as well.
Oh yeah, wow, oh, magical, amazing.
What is your favorite film?
Oh, that's a horror. You know, funny. I was thinking about this on the way across and thinking, and you know, everyone's got so many good ones, you know. But 2001, A Space Odyssey. Off C. Clarke and Kubrick. Kubrick is genius, you know. He's just one of my favorite directors all time, next to Tarantino. But yeah, 2001, because I've probably seen it about 50 times, you know, and every time. And if I put it on, it seems to put me in a good mood, you know. It's like a mood enhancer, you know. Mm. I really like that movie, you know.
I 2001. I love the movie, but every time the opening track opens, you know, it always reminds me of Elvis Presley coming out on stage.
Let's get that band up.
You're right. My mom was a big Elvis.
No, I can't watch the beginning of that film without that.
Every time I hear that song, I think of Elvis for some reason. It's like Elvis has hijacked 2001. But I mean, sorry, when you get to that 2001, when you see it today, I mean, you know, the visuals and the everything that was done. I mean, they still stand up today. I mean, it's a marvel on its own. So
if it hadn't been 2001, there would have been Star Wars, you know. And even in Independence Day, don't they say when they're on the roof, oh, God, I hope they bring back Elvis. He was
captured. He knew that virus could sit there and wipe out an alien race. So
Viva Las Vegas. Isn't there a star called Vega? Oh, yeah, Viva Las Vag Vega. That's the one. Classic.
Now, most of us have a long history of films and stuff like that. Do you remember what your earliest film memory is?
Yeah, you know, it's got to be Doctor Who, the first episode of Doctor Who. I think it was probably, you know, I was still at school, like, you know, it's just remember it being, you knew it was going to be, in the time, like, you know, you're 6 years old or something, whatever it is, but it felt pivotal, you know what I mean? Like something was happening, you know? That opening graphics, the music, scary, you know, the opening graphics and everything was in black and white then, but I think then was like, that's when I think I became a sci-fi fan, you know, and I would say that's probably the moment.
Doctor Who wasn't a big thing in America. It is now.
Yeah.
But I remember it used to come on like after Sesame Street, like in the afternoons.
Okay.
And I remember seeing a couple episodes. So I remember like, by it.
Actually, the Muppet Show was brilliant. You know, we were like in our teens and it was just like genius, you know, because they had great rock stars on that, people from all film genre, like, you know, really cool.
Yeah, and that was filmed here in England as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Phenomenal when you think about it, because you always think America for some reason, but it's not. Yeah. It's an ITV production, wasn't it? So
yes.
Yeah. And now owned by Disney. What don't they? Now, we cover a lot of books and stuff. Do you have a favorite book and author?
Yeah, you know, again, like it. I mean, I like Henry Miller, I like Dante, but I think Clive Barker, Weave World. That's what I must have read Weave World about 12, 15 times, you know. Just love him. He just puts you in a good mood, you know. Douglas Adams, you know, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. But I think go to something like a bit more in this century, you know, it's got to be Mr. Clive Barker with Weave World. Okay.
He really has a imaginative way of writing as well. I mean, there's such an imagination and body dysmorphia and a lot of stuff sort of thing. But yeah, I believe his new book, he's finishing up the Scarlet series. I think that's coming out later on this year, apparently. That's going to end the whole Hellraiser series that he's got going. The Scarlet Bible or Testament or something like that. I was hearing that today on a podcast, so I was like, oh, okay.
Well, Cold Canyon, I think, you know, that was a bit like the Hollywood scene, you know. That was a really good book, Cold Canyon.
I like that book, actually. Yeah. That was it was really eerie as well.
Yeah, he has the way of putting that kind of, setting you in an atmosphere. It encases you. It's a world in itself, you know. I mean, the guy's something else, man, you know. And his art's great, you know. Yeah. The neck, man, you know, he's like...
I just remember, have you seen any of his short films that he did before Hellraiser?
No, sorry, I haven't seen any of them.
There's a lot of him and Doug Bradley, because, you know, they had their own little theater group in Liverpool. And that's just to say, there's a lot of Todd... They did a lot of it quite nude, and they're like flapping their todgers around. So they're kind of like, okay, Clive, okay. It's kind of bizarre. But it's all kind of like art, you know, like art school student stuff.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Well, Derek Jarman, you know, like, I mean, Derek Jarman, like, you know, he lived in Islington, you know, and he had great movies. He did one at Caravaggio, and that was...
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, I think that's probably the first art house movie I saw, like, you know. Didn't he do Orlando?
He did quite a few. I mean, he went from art to getting very respected. Then he kind of went to a little bit more where actually, I think one of the main studios started throwing money at him a little bit. But Derek Jarman always, you know, his early films always kind of remind me of the classy version of Kenneth Anger. Longers was like really cheap and kind of like where Derek made sure there was a story actually that was going on. It was a lot of imagery at the same time.
Great.
Now we're going to be covering a lot of stuff during this season of season 5, which that premieres this week. Do you have a favorite episode that you're looking forward to covering?
Well, anything to do with the horror genre, like, you know, but talk about Nightbreed. I'm really looking forward to that one, like, you know, so that's our first one, I guess, you know. I'm pretty open, like, you know, I think it's good to sort of see new stuff and all that, you know, and, you know, learn something, you know, because if you just kind of go around in circles what's inside your head, you're not really go any further, like, you know. So I think that's a good thing. Yeah, sorry, it's a bit vague. Yeah, reply there.
No, looking forward to Cabal. Actually, we got some great guest co-hosts coming on for that as well, so I think it's gonna be really interesting. And then it's a short book, which is even better. I just got off a season of classic novels, you know. We've done like Moby Dick and The Count of Monte Cristo. So I'm really looking forward to this season because it's like, hey, hot reading sort of thing. Hey, stuff that I really enjoy.
Yes. You know, I mean, it's like, I remember sort of at school when I done my O-levels, you know, we did, we were so lucky, we did The Great Gatsby, which I liked anyway, you know, and Hamlet. Genius, you know. I mean, it's like, it was like, you know, everyone else is going, oh, Shakespeare's, you know, but I love Shakespeare. So, you know,
I love Macbeth. Macbeth is one of my favorites.
Oh, wow, isn't it something else, you know? You know,
I saw Patrick Stewart do it in the West End, which is fantastic.
Oh, he's something else, you know. I mean, apart from he was in the Star Trek stuff, but Patrick Stewart was in the original Dune. You're in a small part, like, but he's us, you know. I'm trying to think. I might have seen him years ago, you know, because he only really came to prominence in the 80s, you know. And when we first came to London, we were going to see a lot of fringe theatre, you know. And
an audience. That's what I mean, there are TV actors, and it's like, you know, you'll see them like perform on stage, and they don't. Where Patrick Stewart, you can tell that he's an actor's actor. He just, I was mesmerized. And I have to sit there and say it was raining when we went. So you got into this theater, we're all wet and everyone's really damp. And you know, where basically you can see the steam rising off everyone sort of thing. And everyone just, I mean, I didn't move for like, what was it, 3.5 hours, 4 hours? I'm just like, sort of thing. It was.
Yeah. I still want to go see The Mousetrap. I'm going to drag Craig down, you know. I'm not
going to see House Mousetrap. And he said that, he says that he knew from the very first scene, he knew who did it. So I think.
Is it okay?
Really? Interesting. Look, I think we're more advanced now, aren't we? Because we see so many thrills. I think the older you get as well, that we
do. Yeah, that's interesting. That's great.
Movies place out the whole plot, can't you, half the time? It's like.
Yeah. I mean,
interesting to see how you guys do on that. So
yeah. we'll give you a report back on that one. That should be good fun, dude.
If you guessed it,
we would be called sleuths. The old fashioned expression. I'm a sleuth. Like it.
Now, you've been doing podcasting for a while now. What do you enjoy about podcasting?
I think it's just like this is banter, you know, and just meeting different people and having a yak, you know, and finding out about the world, their world that they're in, you know. And it's like it's a doorway into all these other experiences, you know. But mainly it's like, I think with all the COVID stuff, you know, and the lockdown, this has probably been a godsend for people, you know, especially people like bloody extroverts like me. You know, being a musician, like, you know, we like to perform, like, you know. But just meeting people, great, you know, it's fab, you know.
Now, do you have a favorite quote or saying?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one, that. Yes, hold on, let me think. There is no such thing as perfection, only perfect intention.
Oh, very good. Excellent.
It's Buddhist. there's one my little nephew said to me the other day. He says, you can get in touch with me on the Wi-Fi, Uncle David. That could become a classic. I like that one.
Yeah. Now, do you have a special message to our fans that might have something that changed your life or anything?
Sorry, one more time, kid.
You have a special message to our fans that may have changed your life?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, that would be it.
Now, when your time has passed and this great big blue marble that we're all spinning around at, and one day, you know, as my grandmother says, we have two things in common. We're all born and we're all going to die. So when you pass from this mortal coil, what is the one thing you best want to be remembered for?
laughter, because it encompasses the arts and the music, and it's everything, you know. And I think it's nice. I like to laugh, and I don't mind people laughing at me. That's great, you know. But just seeing people laugh, I love it, you know. And it just makes you feel good, and it raises the mood, and you know.
Very, very true. We can always use
as the great Bill Hicks said. He says, you know, wherever you see laughter and love and music, I'll be there.
So, well, I want to thank you, David, for joining the Literary License podcast and our getting to know you. And we will be seeing David during our Kings of Horror episodes, which will be the first week of the month. So thanks again, David, and we'll see you very, very soon.
Thank you, Keith. Have a great evening.
You too. Let your mind be free. Stop holding.